There is a city in Vermont that is using goats to get rid of their poison ivy. They're having a problem with it. The city says that it will take years of grazing to get rid of all of the poison ivy plants from the goats. But the goats are currently eating poison ivy on bike paths and behind some of the schools in Vermont.
Apparently, it doesn't affect goats the way that it does humans. That's what I'm taking. That's what I'm gathering from your story, Fudge.
Well, what's great is if you get one goat with another goat and one of them gets itchy, the other one can scratch it. Oh. Just in case they do have an allergic reaction to poison ivy.
Okay.
No, they don't. But this is a great way to do it instead of, and I know Vermont, they're definitely go green types of folks. And so they don't want to use chemicals to spray some of the poison ivy. And obviously they don't want, you know, we talk about back to school happening right now. They don't want the kids getting breakouts because of the poison ivy in the bike paths or around the school area. So they're using goats. So
I think this is great.
Not a bad idea. With that being said, poison ivy, are you highly allergic to it? Have you had an experience with poison ivy? Maybe a really, really bad outbreak of poison ivy? I don't know if that's what you call it.
Yeah. I know you keep using the word outbreak. I guess all these children are having outbreaks.
I'm using the wrong word there. I apologize. A reaction to poison ivy.
Say it. Yeah. So I got poison ivy once when I was younger. It wasn't significant. I'm not like deathly allergic to it. It just spread a little bit. I put the pink lotion on and then that was it. You know, it's not a big
deal. Pink lotion.
Calamine lotion.
Oh, okay. I thought you were thinking like iodine.
No, calamine lotion.
It was like some
lotion.
Kind of pink or red stuff that my dad would get out and he's like, my mom used to use this on me as a kid. And I'm like, Mom, just give me the Bactine. Or something. I don't want the red stuff that dad puts on there that's like from 1953 that grandma used to put on him. Please. Okay, so yeah, I'm highly allergic to poison ivy. I have been my whole life. I've gotten really, really bad reaction to poison ivy. So I have to be very careful.
What happens to you?
It starts like on my ankles or my arms. And then I think that it starts out as a lot of people. You think that it's like a mosquito bite. Or you got bit by something, and you just scratch it, and then it starts to spread. And then you spread it with your own hands, and then it goes all over the place. And when I was a kid, I would rub my face. I would rub areas of my legs. There would be all different kinds. And there was one time where I had to take pills for my reaction to poison ivy.
Wow.
And I saw the doctor, little child doctor, I guess. I don't know what
you're pediatrician.
That's what it's called. That kind of sounded weird.
My child doctor.
Hello, I'm the child doctor. I just got out of prison. Sit right here. But he would come in there and he would say to my mom, he said, Cindy, he's been rubbing it like a devil. Apparently my kitty doctor, it sounded like either Ross Perot or one of the George Bushes. So I've had really, really bad outbreaks. So it's best to get rid of that stuff. I got to watch it.
It is. That's a great point. Don't just leave it there. Yes.
Got to watch it.
And if you itch it, it spreads.
And let me tell you what, I don't want to go back to that kitty doctor. That's the worst part of poison ivy is when you got to see some old man in a white coat that says he's been rubbing it like a devil. Can we go now?
Can we go?
And you know what? I'll put on my own ointment.